Good morning. For those of you who may not have met me before, my name is Joshua Spencer. I've spent some years on staff here at Grace Bible Church in a few different capacities, but I also serve as chaplain for a group of Army soldiers in the North Carolina National Guard, the 1st of the 113th Field Artillery Battalion. And I had the privilege of serving as a chaplain for that unit as we deployed with the 30th Armored Brigade to the Middle East this past year and a half or so. And this morning I'd like to share with you some of my experiences and perspectives and maybe how things have changed while I've been gone. The nature of the Army chaplaincy is such that even though you as an individual pastor are given free rein to preach and minister and counsel in your own context, in my case, the Sunday morning service, you're also expected to wear a secondary hat, so to speak, of an officer who is able to advise the military commanders on the effect of religion and faith in the life of the soldiers, and in fact, the effect of religion in whatever environment we're deployed in, how that affects the local population, and how that larger picture affects what we're doing there. So you're serving both as a pastor to the soldiers who want that, which is legally an extension of the First Amendment rights of the Americans, right to religious practice. But on the other hand, we also serve as an advisor to the command, showing him how religion is influencing what it is that we as an army are doing there. So there is built into the chaplain's role a divide between the sacred and secular, and bridging that gap effectively, keeping integrity of one's calling and ministry is quite a challenge at times. The Army, of course, is a secular government organization, and the same American right that gives soldiers the right to worship freely also precludes the government itself and any government organization from making any kind of decision regarding religion. And so in the Army as a chaplain, what I was constantly faced with is this balance between, on the one hand, the need to minister to the spiritual needs of the soldiers, especially those from our own Christian faith, wanting biblical preaching and biblical counseling, while also having to take a broader and more secular and balanced view as it relates to the command and our wider mission. My unit was deployed primarily to the country of Kuwait. Kuwait pays the United States government to stay there to train with their local soldiers and to protect their interests. I'm sure most of you are aware of the long history in that region of the world. But of course, also the other conflicts. You're all aware of the group ISIS and their violent activities. Even though they've largely been dealt with, there's still pockets of them still in Iraq. The Syrian civil war, the situation with the Kurds in northern Iraq and Turkey. All of these areas were places that me and my soldiers and I had to go. As their chaplain, I'd fly out on a helicopter or some sort of cargo aircraft and visit them in the field. Most of my time was spent in Kuwait, sort of on a large base in the sand. So most of my experience was that of effectively being a garrison chaplain. So I would run services on Sunday mornings and then provide lots of counseling throughout the week. And frankly, I think a big part of the chaplain's role is exactly what should be in the life of every Christian throughout every day of their lives, and that is relationship ministry. In Ephesians 4, Paul discusses how the role of church leaders is to equip all of the saints to do the work of ministry. And that ministry is effectively life on life, where we go out and get to know people and we share the love of Christ with them in our words and in our actions and in those building of those long-term relationships. That's true for every Christian and especially for the chaplain. Once you've run your services on Sunday, which I did up until the time of COVID shutting most of that down, at that point, all we were left with was the relationships that we had built with that more small group and one-on-one ministry. So the bulk of my experience as a chaplain was, frankly, just getting out there with the people, building relationships, and over the course of earned confidence and trust and friendship, gaining a hearing for the gospel and for the truth of the biblical message. I was humbled every single day when I'm put in that extreme environment. You get up and you see and you sense the worst parts of yourself. I told my wife Candace when we got back that every morning I felt like I was just this angry, murderous, lustful, jealous, covetous, whatever sin you want to name, you find that in your soul in that very unsanctified environment. And for me, that highlighted the importance of me throwing myself at the feet of God every single morning in Bible study and in prayer and fellowship with our Lord. And so even though on a deployment, it being a military deployment, and even though my role, being a military chaplain, are in some ways very extreme kinds of experiences, the real heart of what I think God taught me this year comes down to basic ideas that I think apply to every single believer, and that is for me the highlighting the importance of bringing yourself before the throne of God in prayer and meditation in His Word every single morning. And as we continue throughout the day, as we go about our relationships, as we go about our work, taking time to make the most of the opportunities that it gives us to connect to people, to, as this theme this year says, to move out with our faith and to bring the gospel to those who don't have it or don't really know it or often don't really care. But we can show them how much God cares for them before we expect them to care about what we have to say to them. Now that I've returned, I've been back home for about a month. We had a whole time of decontamination, obviously, and quarantine with the COVID-19 virus here in 2020. And then this demobilization process of turning in equipment for the Army and this whole process of getting home. But I've been very blessed to spend the last several weeks with my family and both sides and trips out of town with the in-laws. And now looking forward on our ministry here, most of you all probably know, but I've stepped down from my position in the pastoral role here, anticipating more ministry in the military as a chaplain and a variety of other ministry opportunities that are presenting themselves. So I ask you to join with me in prayer for all of our ministries, but specifically focusing on what the Lord is doing in my life, in my family's life, and in the work in the ministry in the military as well. Thank you.